World, WHEY.com.
How you doing, America? Hey, Delaney. Here on America Tonight, we've got earthquakes, three of them, one off the Oregon coast. We have a segment you're going to love about following the money. How often have I said this? No matter what we're talking about, especially, though, when it comes to politics, we're going to have a conversation with the research director for MapLight, which is a nonpartisan, imagine that, research organization that tracks down money, money, money in politics. So we're going to talk about the super PACs and who's donating to whose campaigns and how much are they donating and how surprised you would be by a couple of things that they've found out already. And that's Jeffrey Ernst Friedman. He's waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, the big story, I always say it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine. Certainly, there's been some discussions about this. George Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of Trayvon Martin at the end of February, the 17-year-old in Sanford, Florida. If you go by the book on second-degree murder, we're skipping ahead, but that could mean life in prison. Angela Corey, who is the special prosecutor, said that Zimmerman has surrendered and has been arrested, but hasn't said where he is, and part of that is because of the safety factor. There have been so many death threats, bounties put out, all kinds of crazy things. As you know, in that area, there have been a lot of marches and protests, and it's flammable, to say the least, when it comes to the issue of race, especially, has bubbled up, I don't think just in Florida, but all over the place. And it's that thing that nobody wants to touch, but now it's what it's become. It's kind of spawned off into a couple of different things, including that. Here's Angela Corey talking about the Martin decision.
We do not prosecute by public pressure or by petition. We prosecute based on the facts of any given case, as well as the laws of the state of Florida. It was a full investigation, full facts and circumstances that lead us to any decision in any case.
So she's saying facts, and I guess I was surprised, because I didn't think, from everything I had heard and what I was saying on the show, I didn't believe, through my sources, the little bit that I knew that wasn't being publicized, that there was really enough to connect this, but apparently there was enough to do so. So moving forward, there were a lot of questions in the beginning of this whole thing, and one of them is George Zimmerman and the idea of a fair trial. If you are his attorney, and he's got a brand new attorney, because remember, his two attorneys bailed on him, as they said they couldn't get a hold of him, Mark O'Mara took the case and really is just poring over it at this point because he's had it for less than a day. He'll represent George Zimmerman. We're far cry away from what's going to happen in a Florida courtroom. And we're talking about Casey Anthony territory. And remember, in the case of Casey Anthony, people lined up. It was like a circus. It was a freak show. People lined up to get tickets to go into the courtroom because they only had 50 seats available to the public, so that's what would happen. If you were there first in line, you got to go in because of the limitations of how many could go there and how many people descended upon that courthouse. It's probably going to be a similar thing, I'm very certain of it, with this George Zimmerman deal, provided it goes all the way up to that. We're still many steps behind that even happening at this point. If you're his attorney, do you consider moving this? Do you consider moving it away in the interest of your client getting a fair trial? Does he get a fair trial in Sanford, Florida, in Orlando, in that area right there? Or has this whole thing been tainted too much
that it might be better to move it someplace. Here's the thing. In these cases, with so many headlines, so much conversation, so much misinformation, so many aspects of the Zimmerman life and Trayvon Martin and everything else, every single way that it's been dissected, is there any place in the country where you could go where people don't know the story? And the answer is, I don't believe so. I don't think so. This is People Magazine stuff. This is National Enquirer on the cover of it. You've seen it. So unless you've just disappeared and you can't see and you have and you're not hearing any of the details, I would find it hard to believe that you'd really be able to go through the jury process and find people who could say they honestly have no feeling. Of course, that's always the thing, and that's the job of the prosecutors and the defense to come up with the people that they think are going to be best for their team. After all, that is the process. I might consider moving it if I were him, but I don't know if it would do much good. I don't know how much of a difference it would make. It would depend on what county you would move that trial to. So what about the victim? Always lost in this is the dead person, let's face it. I don't think there's anybody listening to me, even the hard-hearted ones among you, who wouldn't say it's really a tragedy that this kid was killed. If Zimmerman had just backed off, we wouldn't even be talking about this. And I am certain, although he can't go backwards, he would rather that not have happened. One, for the fact that he shot him, he's dead, he's laying there with the Skittles all over the place, and he's a dead man. He's got a dead kid there. And just for now, the havoc it has wreaked on his life. I wonder if he knew that day when he left the police station that it would turn into what it's turned into in less than a couple of weeks. And now 6 weeks later, from that day, he's been charged in the murder of this 17-year-old. And there's just an outcry all over the place in different directions for this. And there's the one thing that everybody is avoiding, and it's the race discussions. There's something about Reverend Al Sharpton. People either applaud him, love him, think he is a person who fights for the rights of so many who can't. And then there are others who think Al Sharpton is an opportunist. He used to be. Not so much of a caricature of himself. I think he used to be that guy that was really in there trying to rally around some people who had nobody fighting for them. And I'm not saying he never does that, but I would say there was opportunity, certainly for Sharpton in this case. And he features heavily in it because he's there for all the news conferences and whatnot over the Martin killing and over whether he'd be charged or not George Zimmerman. One thing that Sharpton did say that made some sense is there's no reason to celebrate this decision because it goes back to Martin and the fact that he was killed. So sensibly, that's what came out of Al Sharpton speaking to the media earlier in the day. You can always throw in your 2 cents. We have a new number. I know we're all finding our way around it. It's 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Belly up to the bar. I'm going to step aside and we'll be back in a few.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Tonight, you can always belly up, like I said. Pick up a phone, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Can George Zimmerman get a fair trial? Will justice be served for Trayvon Martin? How do you see it? How do you view this thing? There is a lot of public pressure, I would assume. AmericaTonight.net. And this is all just beginning. So he's going to be charged with second-degree murder, but the legal wranglings over Trayvon Martin's death are just starting. It's far, far, far from over. There's some worry I've heard on what's going to happen with the convention. The Republican convention is in Tampa, and because of the Stand Your Ground law, rather, and guns in Florida, there's some discussion as to whether or not there could be a special law that wouldn't allow people with guns to be anywhere near the convention center. Because of the timing of all of this, that's an interesting side note to this, and it's definitely part of the discussion that's out there. I'm going to be at the Republican conventions, so it'll be pretty interesting, I think. We'll bring you all the sights and sounds of what's happening. I mean, it's the grand party. It's the grand party to be there, the kickoff, if you will, the Super Bowl of politics in Tampa, just like the Democrats will do the same thing in Charlotte, North Carolina, although it's a little bit different when you're the incumbent. Before, you had the Democrats and the Republicans both on the rails trying to get the, you know, trying to win the election with McCain and Palin, and on the other side, Obama and Biden. Interesting news that's come out of one campaign, I think. I happened to catch this today just by flipping around as we kind of shift. And you can still call in about Trayvon Martin, but I want to definitely hammer a few other things. With Mitt Romney, and I said this, Who is the best asset for Mitt Romney? His wife, Ann. People like her. She seems very genuine. I met her once briefly. I thought she seemed very genuine, pleasant person, nice. And she's just good on the mic, and that's part of the deal. There is a showmanship side to this whole thing. If you want to get elected, whether we like it or not, and we think the common man should have an easier time, an easier path to politics, that's just not the way it works. And you got to have a little bit of panache and polish to you. Maybe this is why so many of us are frustrated and furious with what has now happened in D.C. and the fact that there's so much gridlock and not a lot of conversation going on. But to get elected, you got to have a few things, and you got to have a valuable asset in a partner. How much does a first lady play into a potential first lady play into the election process? And I think it can absolutely torpedo you or help you. Does anybody think, no offense to Teresa Hines, does anybody think that Senator Kerry had a great shot with her at his side? She wasn't very warm, friendly, fuzzy. You know, there was some nasty sniping that was reported. Not that that can't happen behind the scenes, but I would say she wasn't a great asset to him by any means. So check out what happened on CNN. And I just, at the right time, hit on this, and I'm sure it's probably buzzing around all over the place on blogs and stuff. There was somebody on CNN that said that Ann Romney, his wife, is not a great advisor to her husband on economic things because she's a stay-at-home mom, that she never worked a day in her life. She never worked a day in her life, so what would she know about the economy? Ooh. And this was a woman who said this. Talk about the gloves coming off. And naturally, the Romney people should seize on this to slam her because she had children, raised children and grandchildren. That was a blunder, I would say. What does she know about economic policies or the economy? She was a stay-at-home mom. See, most people would tell you, who controls the purse strings in a family? Who's the spender? Who decides what the budgets are? It's the wife. It's the wife that does that. So a lot of times, when you want to talk about the economy and what's really happening out there, especially with the middle class, you're best asset to do some reconnaissance is probably the woman who stays at home, who's raising children, because she has to go through all of the bills, all of what's coming in and what's coming out most likely. I'm not saying always, but most likely. It certainly used to be the case, but that's probably what happens in a lot of households. So that was definitely a blunder. And it was Hillary Rosen who said that. So, I think that's just brewing, too, because this will play out in the next day or two on the campaign trail for the Romneys, certainly, because she could seize on this and they'll seize on it. I guarantee it, especially with Mitt Romney trying to warm up women, because in the polls it's showing that more women, for some reason, are like Barack Obama, for what that's worth, versus Mitt Romney. I think some of that's much nonsense, but okay. And also over the disconnect of with women, some of the things that he said. And this is why I think Ann Romney actually is a great asset. And now she's been given something that she can seize on with what this Hillary Rosen said on CNN. This just flat out simply is unbelievable to me, what's going on with the General Services Administration. I know it's easy to pound on this, but you have to be kidding me. I mean, you have to be kidding me. Everything that's come out of this part of the government, to me, we should just shut it down. We have 8 people who already have been booted or resigned from the GSA because of everything that's come out with the money that's been spent on conferences and all that sort of stuff. And no charges, though. I think, you know, it's your money, it's my money, it's taxpayer money. We can't charge any of these people. They can't go after any of these people. So the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, the House Oversight Committee, and the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee all have these hearings with witnesses. And, you know, you got 8 people that have been fired, resigned, like I said, disciplined, whatever, in connection to everything that's now come out. And in case you haven't heard this, your money, it's your money. Open your wallet. I want you to look in. I don't care how much you paid. Your money's gone to this. The GSA spent about $830,000 in taxpayer money on a three-day conference in 2010. And you know the whole thing now. Coin displays, $75,000 training exercise, all kinds of gifts and lavishness and ridiculousness. And then even it gets even worse, because every time we move ahead with, all right, this is what they did, something else comes out in another conference or someplace that they went to visit, like Hawaii. Oh, there's a groundbreaking in Hawaii. Let's go. Let's draw straws. If you get the short straw, you don't get to go. Five General Services Administration employees went to Hawaii for a week to go to an hour-long ribbon cutting for a federal building. You know who paid for that Hawaii trip? That's right, folks. You and I did. Why? We're taxpayers. How is the government funded? Through our tax dollars. So, yes, we didn't get to go to Hawaii. At least I didn't. Maybe somebody listening, maybe you're one of those GSA employees. Hey, call me up. Call me up and we'll do something with your voice and nobody can recognize it, because I want to hear what went on, that how that was decided, that, geez, I think we need to do this. And this was for a week in 2011. One groundbreaking ribbon cutting. That's it. It's just crazy. So now what are we up to? We're up to $2 million and counting. How much money at the end of this have we spent on these people that work for the GSA? And they were saying, because, of course, now they're questioning people, and there's transcripts that are surfacing. And one of the things that has come up is that one of the employees indicated to an investigator that the trip wasn't an isolated thing, that there was another longer trip scheduled for Hawaii this fall. So if this had not become a big fat scandal and nobody uncovered the dirty secret of the $830,000 that was spent in Las Vegas back in 2010 and the videos ripping the administration for, ha-ha, they can't do anything to us, they'd all be going to Hawaii again. Only this one would be in Hilo for 10 days. There'd be groundbreakings for a federal building, a post office, and maybe a courthouse. Where can I get a job like that? I mean, ridiculous, right? Hang with us. Coming up next, we're talking about more money and following the trail. Hang through.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat, The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, I always say follow the money, right? And that really applies across the board, especially in politics. Got a new report that broke down a lot of the contributions by individuals, even city and state, that shows, not surprisingly, that a big chunk of the super PAC money flowed in from a few individual folks, a few individual donors. There's a group out there called MapLight. It's a nonpartisan research organization. They track money in politics. And joining us is the research director, Jeffrey Ernst Friedman. And he's the guy who authored some of the information that they released. And it's fascinating stuff. I got a copy of it today and was going through it. And some of the things that we'll ask Jeff about is the fact that Winning Our Future, a super PAC from, that was one of Gingrich's, raised $16.5 million in Nevada, and that was from eight contributors. Jeff, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So when you tackle something like this, what you have your big spreadsheet in front of you and you start to go after it, how do you compile all this information?
We have to go to the FEC website and download these files each individually. They have monthly reporting periods and kind of add them all together. So they definitely make it a bit of a challenge, but it's all publicly available information, and we just kind of compile it and try to figure out who these people are and try to make the obvious connections when we have an employer that gives a major contribution and that same corporation gives a a major contribution, try to match those people to kind of, they're the decision makers of that organization, C-suite individuals, and, you know, look at addresses and try to match family members together. And that's kind of come together to try to just really narrow down the real decision makers behind these super PACs.
What did you find? Was there anything in common with Republicans and Democrats that you tracked when you went through the money?
So it's a little difficult to tell right now just because there's so many more Republican super PACs, just because each presidential candidate seems to have their own super PAC, and it's kind of like, up to just a few months ago, it was like a 6-to-1 ratio. So but there's definitely big dollar contributors on each side who kind of carry the weight of the super PAC, giving, you know, the top 3 or 4 or 5 people give about 80% of all the money to these super PACs. So it's pretty consistent across the board that each of them has one or two major donors who kind of carry the water for everybody else.
The geographically, where did most of the money seem to flow from?
It's predominantly California, New York, Texas, you know, just the major population centers, but it's not because so many individuals are giving, it's just one or two people are from those areas, and the largest contributors to Gingrich's PAC, as you had mentioned, were from the state of Nevada, and they were Adelson and the kind of the casino magnate and his family kind of combined to give close to $1.7 million dollars in contribution. So it was pretty major.
Of all the money, and that's a pretty big number. Mm-hmm. Of all the money besides the casino magnate, of all the money that flowed out there, who else did you find that was a major contributor that showed up in the numbers?
I just wanted to correct myself before that. It was $17 million that came from the Adelson family, from the casinos. Mm-hmm. Each Super PAC had its major contributors. So the Bob Perry from Perry Homes gave $4 million to the Restore Our Future, which is Mitt Romney, and then Eli Publishing and FB LLC, which is out of Utah, gave $2 million. And Bill Maher gave $1 million to Priority USA Action, which is the Obama Super PAC, and Jeffrey Katzenberg from DreamWorks gave, $2 million. Even Ron Paul's group endorsed Liberty. Peter Thiel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, gave $2.6 million. So everyone has a major contributor over $1 million.
Did you find that, so you were in saying that California, New York, and Texas, that's where the bulk came from, because when we were talking about individual folks, it sounds like it's people with companies with big money, people who had big money, which makes sense when we say super PAC, but you have a little bit of Hollywood, a little bit of gaming, and all sorts of other individuals. Was there anything that really struck you as kind of odd when you were going through it? Like, wow, I didn't know that they realized that they gave that much money. Was there somebody that stood out as unusual?
I think it's, each one had like a major a benefactor. Each super PAC had a major benefactor, and I think it was interesting to see how much money each would give, and especially with the candidates that were obviously were buried under the Romney machine, and the Adelson money from the Winning Our Future is like $60 million. This was both Sheldon and Miriam Adelson, and then their children, and then the families of their children combined to give all that money together. So it was kind of trickled down to the next generation. And each group, it's just really surprising who comes onto the scene. The names that you don't recognize is really surprising, and it's kind of all out there, and how much money people are willing to contribute to these campaigns, $500,000, $100,000, which is, if you look at, compared to, the average American, how much disposable income they have, and they're just pouring these into a presidential campaign is amazing.
Yeah, and obviously that's their disposable income, you would think, if they're dumping that much money into it. When you started to look at it, was there, because I would imagine there's some people, even though, as you said, it's public information, and you know that when you donate, was it tricky to uncover some of the people because maybe they put down nicknames or were kind of hoping they could be a little more anonymous and be harder to track? So you kind of found that?
It didn't seem too difficult, but what I imagine going forward is that we'll probably see that as there's going to be a lot of negative backlash from these groups, and you know, maybe people decide to take their business elsewhere when they see the kind of money that what they're, you know, they give money to a company buying a product, and what does that profit turn around and go to is maybe endorses policies that kind of negatively hurt them. So I think we'll probably begin to see more of the hiding of the money as we go forward. But there's also the individuals who will give money as themselves, and then their corporation that they control will give that money. And I'm curious how the employees of those companies will feel about that when, you know, when it comes time for raises and that money just kind of seems to go elsewhere. I think that'll be an interesting discussion that they'll have.
I agree with you. Can you imagine going in, you're asking for just a tiny raise, and then you find out how much money the company gave to whatever super PAC and whatever candidate? It would be pretty interesting. Well, wait a second, but you had enough extra cash on hand to put the money here. And we know, because we hear this all the time, that everybody's so squeezed. These companies are so squeezed. So very good point. I mentioned this at the top, that MapLight is a nonpartisan research organization where you track the money in politics, and this stuff was fascinating. What are some of the other things that you've worked on?
We were very successful in getting kind of the money ratios on SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, that a lot of groups was kind of pitted to Hollywood against Silicon Valley, and we kind of was highlighting how much money was kind of at that issue. And we're also following the follow-up bill with the called CISPA, which is also getting a lot of energy from the, you know, online advocates groups, and just kind of highlighting the money that's on the top of our website today. And just, you know, we look through any and all issues that can kind of highlight how big moneyed interests, be they, you know, corporations, individuals, unions, and how they're kind of able to sway public policy in their direction to the detriment of others is something we hope to highlight.
So that's what you'll go through, you'll pour through and look at what's happening on the Hill and try to see what's going on out there and then decide what you're going to track. Is that how you decide where to put your resources?
We track all the major legislation. We have a team of researchers who will pretty much track all the bills that are moving through committee, and just so that you already know that there's some action behind it. And so we're adding support and opposition, and then as it moves to the floor and we kind of sense a media attention to it, we'll kick up research, and we'll also field custom research requests from members of the media for specific issues, you know, members or corporations or any other issue out there, and we'll turn money back, turn research back for them.
Do you feel like there's less transparency or more transparency since you started this?
I think there's more attention, that it's important. I think my organization, MapLight, and then others like Sunlight and Open Secrets and Follow the Money and GovTrack have been kind of able to show how important this is, and people have been aware of it. But I think other groups will then counter the big money interests will hide behind trade associations and just kind of these shadow groups such as super PACs. So it gets slightly better, and then it gets significantly worse. So it's definitely one step forward, two step back, but it'll take definitely interest from individuals and kind of to demand their representatives put transparency first. That'll be important.
Yeah, when you track something, there's probably no timeline. You just try to get as much information as you can and start digging, right?
Definitely try to catch it. You know, we have all the new bills coming in. We get them, you know, as soon as they're submitted to the Library of Congress, and we're tracking those. And as they move through the steps, we're able to be alerted to that, and we try to catch things. And if it's in the news and is getting action in Congress, we'll continue to track it, and individuals can come to our website and see what we've missed and make some suggestions. And we definitely field calls from people who say that we should be tracking these, and we often follow through on those and do reports.
Excellent. Jeffrey Ernst Friedman, the research director for MapLight, continue fighting the good fight, and we hope to talk to you again in the future. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpoles. Lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
To the stretch here on ATN. How'd you like that conversation talking with Jeff Friedman about the money path and what MapLight does? It's got to be interesting to try to connect those dots. And then, as he said, I thought the obvious thing with the Hollywood people and where they were dumping their money, but the connection with the different family members who were pumping their money into it, especially the casino magnate whose whole family was invested in Newt Gingrich, pretty much. And Newt Gingrich in Utah, he had a $500 check that bounced, might not even be in the primary. It's not going to be in the primary in Utah. Pretty much we know the score here, and we started with this on our previous show. Now that Santorum is dumped out, it's really a question of where do the conservatives flee? Do they back, as one caller said to me, he just couldn't go for Mitt Romney. He said he seemed like a nice guy, but he just didn't want to vote for him. So he was going to try to push his muscle toward Ron Paul and hoped that Ron Paul would run as an independent. To be sure, not every conservative is sitting there saying, I absolutely will not vote for Romney. But one of the things Romney has to do, and this is what you do, when you run, you've got to go for those soft angles. Where are you weak? And where he's weak is in the conservative side, a little bit with women, and with some other groups, too, that including probably evangelicals, if you wanted to label. And I hate labels, too, by the way. Wouldn't it be great if we had no labels? Although, I find it very hard to believe that any of us could have no labels, as I said when we were talking about George Zimmerman and the fact that he's been charged with second-degree murder. How do you find a jury? Can he get a fair trial? The reason is because try as we might, you are definitely swayed here and there by the way you were raised, where you grew up, certain thought patterns. No matter as much as you try to be impartial, I think it's hard to be impartial, especially if you're a passionate person. What are you passionate about? You have certain core beliefs, right? So, anyway, coming down that final stretch, a couple of things from a segment I like to call, Oh, the Shame of It. Oh, the Shame of It. How about this law firm that's suing the bank after losing $400,000 to a scam? I find it very hard to shed any tears, no offense, for any bank. And this is happening in Minnesota. What happened is these super smart, right, legal eagles got tricked out of that cash in a scam that's cost more than 80 law firms and attorneys $31 million. So they're suing Wells Fargo for not noticing a bogus check. Here's how the con went down, or at least they think it went down. It started in an African nation that had done a bunch of other schemes that were similar, right? So the Minnesota firm was stung by a con artist who was posing as a 40-year-old Korean woman injured in an accident while in Minnesota, claiming she was owed money from a settlement. They think that she was part of a ring headed by a Nigerian who was recently extradited to the U.S., which is huge. And this is how the scam went down. A phony client contacts the law firm asking for help to collect money. The firm wants payment from the debtor, who is really part of the scam, part is a cohort of the scammers. When they send in a phony check, the law firm deposits it, deducts its fees, sends along the balance to the client, who is definitely gone by the time the bank and the firm notice that the check is phony. Oh, brilliance, right? Brilliance. They must have good con artists when they're heading to these law firms to be able to convince them to do that. So there was a 50-page lawsuit filed last week in a court in St. Louis saying that Wells Fargo had warning that a Nigerian fraud ring was targeted. And they should have noticed all the inaccuracies on the check, but they didn't. They ignored the red flags and allowed the phony client's share of the money to be wired to a bank in Hong Kong, where it promptly disappeared. Like I said, oh, the shame of it, to be human like the rest of us. Because I don't understand how people fall for the obvious scams. Have you ever gotten, raise your hand, we have our infrared glasses that can tell if you're raising your hand. If they've ever tried to scam you, from Nigeria or someplace else saying that they need money or that you've gotten money from a family member you didn't know or some other such thing, there's a reason why you have spam, and if it somehow gets through your spam filter, do you know all your relatives? And if you don't know a long-lost relative, call somebody else in your family and find out, because I'm sure it most likely is bogus. Here's something else that would fit into the oh, the shame of it. How about Michigan dumping 30,000 college students from the food stamps program? You know how much money they saved? They saved $75 million by doing that. I didn't know you could get food stamps when you were in college. All the ramen noodles that we sometimes ate when we lived off campus, could I have gotten food stamps? So these cash poor Michiganders had to rough it. And under the new rules in Michigan, only single moms and students who work 20 hours a week would be able to keep their benefits. So you'd have to be a working poor college student to get the food stamps. Oh, how many of those kids were getting food stamps? So probably some of them will go and get part-time jobs, I guess. They tweaked it. Michigan's monthly food assistance is based on what everybody else is supposedly based on, you know, your income, the size of your household, and some other things. The Republican governor, Rick Snyder, in January said, let's start to look at the applicant's assets. I'm going to say, bravo, Governor Rick Snyder, because some of those people probably shouldn't get those food stamps. How many of them should get the food stamps? Nobody I knew was on food stamps when we were in college. How many of them were trying to cash in their food stamps, trade them for beer? That's what I want to know. I guarantee there's some great stories that we don't know about that were happening there. Guarantee it. Here's another one that would fall into the category of, oh, the shame of it. I don't care two hoots about reality television. Not really, not for the most part. I can't say I never watched any, but I don't know. I'm just not intrigued by reality fare. I know some of you like it. I used to like The Amazing Race. I met one of the guys one year that was in The Amazing Race, and I thought he was pretty cool, pretty interesting, and he told me how they tried to make them fake things on camera or make it more dramatic. So Khloe and Lamar, that's one of those reality shows that the Kardashian clan has. Lamar Odom gets over $8 million to come and play basketball for the Dallas Mavericks. He was bounced from the team. Why? He was terrible on the floor. Terrible. He played like an average of 20 minutes. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He was more concerned about the cameras in his face and in the locker room and all the family drama and everything else that was going on. So they put him on the inactive list. And until after the playoffs, then they can trade him. They pretty much got tired of his nonsense and they kicked him out. They didn't want to put up with the drama anymore. Because that's what it was. He was dismal. He was terrible. So probably the people who made out were the Lakers in reality. Now I guess Lamar and Khloe will go back to Los Angeles. Oh, the shame of it. He's not going to get his gig back with the Lakers anytime soon, though. I can tell you that. Once again, as I always offer up, if you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.